A fertilizer management strategy that benefits everyone. Today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Have you ever done a risk assessment on your farm or ranch? If you haven't, you should, especially if you have employees there. They may, in fact, be required by law where you are. In any case, it's not a bad idea and helps promote a safety mindset. You can find out online how to set one up. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. The Fertilizer Institute promotes a concept for crop nutrient management called the four R's: right time, right place, right form, and right amount. The Institute's Director of Agronomy and Research, Laura Nygon, says the four R's vary depending on soil situations.
Really productive soils hold on to moisture, they hold on to nutrients really well, high CECs, high organic matters. We're probably going to need a little bit more nitrogen to get them there, whereas some of your sandier, lower production soils, we might not need as much nitrogen on. So that's really where we can optimize that rate there.
David Townsend, who runs member programs at the Fertilizer Institute, says farmers need a good crop management system in order for the four R's to work.
Considering your planting date, what your pest management system is, your use of herbicides and fungicides, some of these basic on-farm practices that just need to be in place in order to ensure your crop is set up for success, even before you're talking about nutrient management. That's definitely something to consider when you're thinking about how to maximize the result of 4R's nutrient stewardship.
Townsend and Nygon appeared in a recent episode of the Farm Food Facts podcast from U.S. Farmers and Ranchers in Action. There's a link to it on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.